Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, calls for change, growing fallout across the country.
Out of your car, into the street!
After that video showing the brutal beating of Tyree Nichols by five Memphis police officers.
It broke my heart. It made me angry. It made me cry.
The controversial police unit tasked with targeting violent crime shut down amid the outcry. We are on the ground in Memphis with the latest. Then, junk food addicts, a new study out just this morning about how people might be addicted to highly processed foods. And it's more common than you might think, what you need to know and how to cut those cravings. Plus, sweating it out. We're joined by the married couple gone viral after the dad shared an appreciation post for his wife taking time out for herself. The clip sparking a big debate online, some calling it sweet, others saying, help her out here. And they will be right here live to break down the debate they never saw coming. And music to our ears. We're joined by two greats, Meghan Trainor and Shania Twain, both superstars, opening up this morning about their new projects. And one of them has a very special announcement that will start your week off right. Today, Monday, January 30th, 2023.
From Seattle.
Here to celebrate Sharon's birthday.
With our Today Show family.
Hello, Sacramento, California.
And Deep Bay, South Carolina.
Twins at Today.
From Denver.
Hi to my husband and kids in Miami.
And to our kids watching in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Mother-daughter trip.
From St. Louis.
From Oakland, California.
Today's Marissa's golden birthday.
Turning 30 on the 30th. Woo-hoo!
I think we call that the golden birthday.
Yeah, no.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Today. Nice to have you along with us on a Monday morning.
Coming up tomorrow, guys, a closer look at the safety of those longer-lasting gel manicures. A lot of people get them, but it turns out those UV dryers that they use to set that polish, well, those could pose a health risk. Vicki Nguyen will have everything we need to know before we take another trip to the salon.
Okay. All right. Let's get to your news. 8 o'clock now. There's more fallout this morning from that video of a deadly police beating. It was released at the start of the weekend. NBC's Priscilla Thompson is in Memphis, where the outrage has already led to one change, but demand for much more. Priscilla, good morning.
That's right, Savannah, and good morning. Less than 24 hours after that video was released, the Memphis Police Department announced that they were permanently deactivating their Scorpion unit. That was the unit tasked with tackling violent crime here in the city. The department said that they heard the cries of the community and of the family of Tyree Nichols and decided to make that change. And of course, those cries were being heard across the country as people poured into the streets to demand justice and accountability in the death of Tyree Nichols after seeing that horrific video of those five police officers beating, kicking, punching, and tasing Tyree Nichols for several minutes. Now, all five of those former police officers have been fired and charged with second-degree murder. They're expected in court for the first time next month. And defense attorneys for two of the officers tell us their clients plan to plead not guilty. Savannah?
All right, Priscilla, thank you very much.
The U.S. Surgeon General is warning that 13 is too young for children to become regulars on social media. Although major platforms do allow 13-year-olds, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says kids' brains and personalities are not developed enough at that age.
I personally, based on the data I've seen, believe that 13 is too early. It's a time where it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what's going into how they think about their own self-worth and their relationships. And this skewed and often distorted environment of social media often does a disservice to many of those children.
Yeah, Murthy says social media platforms are designed to have addictive qualities that are very tough for young users to resist.
Speaking of addiction, older Americans apparently losing the battle against junk food. Some new research out just a few minutes ago actually shows that 1 in 8 older Americans may actually be addicted to those highly processed snacks. NBC's medical contributor, Dr. Natalie Azar, here to explain why that's so bad for you and how we can build up our willpower, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So how do we define this sort of addiction? Because I think a lot of folks like, you know, something salty, something sweet from time to time in the pantry. When does it become a problem?
So it's kind of tricky to talk about food addiction, as it may not come as a surprise to you guys, but there is a debate in the scientific community about whether or not food can actually be addictive. Oh. There's critics who contend that while there's certain behaviors that can parallel, you know, things like cravings that can actually look like addiction, you can't really fully abstain from food. It doesn't actually have a formal diagnosis like binge eating does, for example. But others would argue that certain behaviors and physiological effects do actually qualify as addiction. And so, yeah, go ahead.
What did this study find?
So this was a study that actually surveyed 2,000 adults between the ages of 50 and 80. And they asked them a bunch of symptoms on an 11-point scale. And if they had 2 out of the 11, it qualified as addictive behavior. And here were the 3 most common. About 24% of respondents basically said that they had cravings at least once per week. They tried to cut down on their junk food at least 2 to 3 times per week. And they also had symptoms of withdrawal at least once per week, and that this caused distress in their lives.
Withdrawal.
And that, withdrawal symptoms. And that was actually enough to qualify as a diagnosis of food addiction.
You said they surveyed people ages 50 to 80.
Yes.
That's right. Are there certain people who are more likely to become addicted?
There were, Hoda. Actually, they found that women were twice as likely as men. People between the ages of 50 and 64, those individuals who were overweight, and also people who rated their mental health as either fair or poor, were also more likely to experience this kind of food addiction.
Yeah,
that's curious.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Natalie. Guys, just ahead, we have a special pop star guest.
Cool.
She's got some big news to share.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Trainor. Oh, good morning, Megan. We'll catch up with her in just a moment.
Cannot wait. Oh, but first, guys, we got a Today exclusive with a couple at the center of a huge social media debate after this dad's heartfelt post that was meant to celebrate his wife. We'll talk to them right after this.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back at 8:12 with an update on something we first brought you last week.
Okay, interesting music choice here by our producers, but you'll get it. It started with a husband's appreciation post for his wife. It was a 19-second clip of the mom of four. She was taking a little time for herself to exercise.
Okay, what neither of them expected was the crazy reaction online. We're going to talk to them about it in a moment, but first, a little bit more of their story. Mm. It's a social media post that everyone seems to have an opinion about. Phil McKenzie filmed his wife, Brody, doing an aerobic workout in their living room. Over the video, a paragraph reading, "Today I walked in on my wife working out while our newborn napped. Our house was a disaster. Dishes needed to be cleaned, laundry needed to be done, and a million other things she felt she had to do." In this video, you can see toys on the floor and cups and plates on the kitchen table. The caption continues, "Yet I could not be more proud. She instead decided to take just a little time to herself that she deserved 10 times over." Since posting on TikTok 2 weeks ago, the video has been viewed more than 4 million times. With it, thousands of comments, many slamming the father of four. One viewer writing, this happened to me. Walked in on my wife when I came back from work. I didn't record her. I went ahead and did the dishes, laundry, etc. Another chiming in, you got hands. Clean. Some TikTok users coming to his defense. Am I the only one who understood differently? He said all the things she thought she had to do and that he agreed with it as they could do it later. This person writing, why is everyone tripping about doing chores? This was a nice video trying to support moms. Mackenzie, a former professional rugby player and founder of a workout app called Lean Squad, now speaking out saying some people took his video the wrong way. And there's a whole lot more to the story. Let's get right to the source, Phil and Brody McKenzie. First of y'all, can you guys believe what has happened? You posted a 19-second video of your wife. Y'all have four children together, a lot going on in your house. Were you surprised by the reaction?
So surprised. I mean, actually, no expectations. You know, I threw it up just because I was so proud of her, and yeah. I didn't expect any response, really. Just hoping to inspire maybe one mom to follow suit, and that was it, really.
Brody, you saw, you knew he was recording, you knew he would post, and you saw the post beforehand. Did you ever imagine it would get a reaction like this?
No, not at all. You know, like as I was working out, a piece of macaroni and cheese like fell off of me and we were dying laughing. And I was like, this is chaos, but I'm just going to get my workout in and feel better for it. And I did. And I,
You have a 3-month-old, you have a 5-year-old, and you have twins who are three. Is that right?
No, they're two.
Two. Yeah. 2-year-old twins.
Yeah.
So many children.
The twinados.
Twinados? Is that what you call them?
Chaos.
That's
okay. So there are people who said, why were you recording? Why not just clean? What about that?
Well, honestly, I mean, it was a crazy morning. Like I said, you know, we survived the morning. We got our oldest to senior kindergarten, the twins to daycare. Yeah. And usually Brody has like such a small window because she's got to feed Ashton right after that almost. And I walked in, just came upstairs quickly, and I saw her doing something for herself. And I think that was the most amazing thing because she's always putting everyone else in front of herself, right? Like kids, family, house. And I think to me, that mess can wait. We can handle it later on. I'd way rather come to dirty dishes, diapers in the evening.
Okay, but here's the thing. People are like, Phil, how come you're not out there cleaning up the stuff? Yeah. To which you say what? I hope you're going to say, oh, I did help clean up. But
oh, he always does.
I had like,
You know, we always joke that we're like a WWE tag team. It's like, there's kids flying at us. I'm in a chokehold. Like, he's cleaning. And we're like always relying on each other.
We have video proof in case you were wondering. So we did ask you, Brody, just to see, just to secretly videotape your husband, which is totally normal.
See, Brody's got your back.
Brody is. You didn't know you were around corners. Look how casual you are. You're like, look, he has no idea. You're like, let's hold the phone up. But you, we want, I guess people want to prove that he actually cleans. And you do.
Oh, my, we share in all the, you know, our house would implode if like we weren't both all hands on deck 24/7.
So what have you learned from this experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a message I stood by and still do. I think moms and Brody in particular need to put themselves first. And I think, you know, I think there's that burden women feel that they have to take care of everything.
Yeah.
And it's trying to shift that narrative, I think. Like, I'm happy to help out all the time. I mean, neither of us get to sit down. But I still know inside it kills you. Like, you think that's your responsibility and trying to shift that narrative.
And what about for you, Brody? What, I mean, there are women who are trying to do it all. They, you know, they feel like they can't do anything for themselves until everything's all done.
Yeah, absolutely. And like on social media, sometimes that's all you see is like the moms with the perfect house and the perfect children. I'm the first to be like, my house does not look like that. My kids have crumbs all over their face, like everywhere they go. Yeah. And, you know, we're proud of
them.
I like the visual of the macaroni and the workout. I mean, I feel seen. But we, we got Al over here, don't
he
we?
Is. Al, you
Where's
got
Al?
A little something.
Oh, we have a little something. Over here.
Guys, good to see you.
Hi.
Oh, congratulations. The lesson here is don't post. But just to help you guys out there, friends at Molly Maid said, hey, here's a year of home cleaning.
That is amazing.
Don't have any fights or anything like that. Spend more time with the kids.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
They know what they're getting themselves into.
Well, they're getting paid. So, you know,
they'll enjoy.
They're going to come in with some hazmat suits and a flamethrower. It's going to be great.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for coming, y'all.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Say hi to those sweet little babies.
Uh-huh.
Get a nap in. That's why I said, bro, I'm like, this is your big chance.
Yeah,
you're in
sleep
New York,
it off.
Do it. All right, Al, let's get a check of the weather.
All right, let's show you what we've got going on for you. And we're looking at blasts of polar air coming in from the plains, going to make its way all the way down into Texas. An icy mess will be developing. Snow showers around the Great Lakes, some clouds in the Pacific Northwest. Look for some showers along the southeastern Atlantic coast. That is your latest weather. Best way to start the week.
Good
off.
Man.
Popstars.
Monday morning, Popstar.
You brought a book.
Lots to get to. Meghan Trainor on hold. So let's get to the stories. We'll start with Harry Styles. Last night, the superstar finally wrapping up his residency in Los Angeles after a few of those shows have been rescheduled from the original November dates. But he celebrated his 15 nights of selling out the Kia Forum Arena. They honored him with this massive banner. There it is as it went up. Fans sharing their pictures on social media overnight. It's similar to the one that he got here at Madison Square Garden when he did that residency in New York as well. And just because the L.A. shows are over doesn't mean that Harry's slowing down. It was just announced he's going to be performing at this year's Grammys. The As It Was singer is nominated for 6 awards, all big categories, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and others.
Wow.
I mean, he could possibly sweep. I think that album's just massive for him. He's going to join the star-studded lineup of performers, including Bad Bunny, Mary J., Lizzo, just to name
a few.
That's
a show.
Grammys are always great.
Yes.
Great job of grouping
Love.
Performers together, and it's awesome. That's going to air this Sunday. Next up, we've got Super Mario Brothers. The new teaser's out for the highly anticipated movie based on everybody's favorite mustachioed plumber, and it's given a sneak peek to Seth Rogen's take on voicing Donkey Kong.
He was born to play Donkey Kong.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers movie hits theaters in April. And finally, we'll get it right now. Meghan Trainor this morning. An exclusive announcement from the Grammy winner. Drum roll, please. Got it here. Meghan Trainor wrote a book.
What?
Dear Future Mama.
Oh, I love
Nobody
that.
Nobody wants to hear me talk about it. We've got the author with us now live. Meghan Trainor.
Meghan!
Tell us
Hi,
about
family.
The, what's hey, up, girl. Meghan? Tell us about the book. Congrats.
I wrote a book. Who am I? After having a baby, y'all know I just feel like I could do anything. And this is a big goal of mine because when I was pregnant, I felt very alone. It was all also like COVID time. So I didn't have any friends that were pregnant with me. And I just remember being like, I don't want anyone else to feel like that. And so now I can be your future bestie. And I can help you and tell you all my TMI details of my pregnancy, how crazy it was.
Well, Meghan, give us like one tip that you want to share with expecting mamas right now, something that you wish you had known the first time around with Riley.
Oh, my God. I should probably prepare that answer. One tip, man. Just like any crazy thing that happens with your body, like you're okay. It's probably normal. I don't know. And like sleep as much as you can.
Yeah. Hold on, wait, let me. You want to see the book?
Yes, I mean, I see your little cutie.
Take a look. Open up the book.
Oh.
What?
And it comes with a baby.
Baby number 2.
That's one in every copy of the book if you buy the book.
Wow.
This was just a surprise.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, there's Carol. Congratulations, guys.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
By the way, the TikTok teaser you put out was like not much of a tease. We have a little bit of the video. They were telling their family and friends.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
She was teasing, like, big announcement coming soon.
Wow.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Reveal.
There.
Oh,
that's a reveal.
That's so cute. Meghan, I'm so happy for you and Daryl. Is this the
Do you know
reveal?
If it's a boy or a girl? We know, but we're saving it for TikTok.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, we're going to tease hilarious. Oh, we're so happy for y'all. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it,
Meghan.
I love announcing my pregnancies with you guys. You're the best.
Right. I know Riley's going to be 2 next week. Did you try to explain to him? Does he understand?
Yeah, we try to say baby in mama's belly, and he just points to his belly now, and he's like, baby. We're like, okay.
He's in for a rude awakening.
Is this your real ultrasound?
Yeah. That's my real one.
Only your copy comes with it, right?
All
right.
Yes. That's right. That is just
a special copy.
Man. Wow. So proud of you, Meghan.
We're so happy.
We love you.
God, we're so happy for you guys.
Oh, and congrats, by the way, she's got a Super Bowl commercial, too, on top of everything else, girl. You are it.
How do I know?
We know.
I'm so happy right now.
You're the best. We love you, Meghan.
Congrats, Meghan.
Appreciate it. Congrats. Over on the plaza.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
That's right.
Yeah, because Riley was wearing those headphones.
Yeah,
and Carol was there.
I was like pregnant then and didn't know.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And you had been writing the book, I guess, at that point, too.
Yep. I had no idea. So, you know, 4 months.
And so much.
It was the best surprise.
Congratulations, my darling.
Well, you're always so honest on social media.
You.
We love that about you, Megan. God. You know, I do as well. We've talked a lot about mental health, and I know you help a lot of people. I can only imagine you are just as candid in this book, too. It's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, we did a big section about mental health in the book, so I hope everyone gets to read that. My husband has a whole chapter to himself about like what that was like too. Mm-hmm. And it's very honest and open, and I hope it helps somebody out there who wants to be a mama or a parent.
All right, we love you guys. Bunch. Congratulations. Dear Future Moms,
love
available
you.
April 25th.
Love you. Yes.
Very
that
cool.
was so cool.
That Woo! Was an awesome surprise.
That was.
Well, I did not
see
that.
I wanted to read it. Asked me the book when I sat down. I go, I can't get it right now.
She's like, no. I was like, all right.
Oh, my God. Wow, now I got it. Guys, coming up, we're going to have a first look at some innovative new technology for your home, health, beauty routines. This could shape your life in a different way for 2023.
We are back. It is Monday morning. We had quite the crowd out here for a Monday on the Plaza.
Let's talk about this. You got this hat right here. You got SG's hat.
Oh!
Got her eagle. She's repping.
That's nice.
She is repping. And also, can we just give a shout out to our friend Mary over there from Universal? And all of her friends. They came to visit. So we're just happy that y'all are here. Fun friends from Universal. By the way, Shania Twain's album out this week. Ooh. It's real good. We caught up with a 5-time Grammy winner to hear all about the music and the inspiring message behind it. She's all about loving who you are.
She's such an incredible story. I know you did a whole podcast with her. I can't wait to hear this. Mm-hmm. Then, guys, we're going to check out the hottest new tech products. This is fun. You know, when you go to the special shows and they have like what the future is. Yeah. Here we are. Katie Lindendahl is back. It says innovative beauty and health items. There's something for everybody here. Mm-hmm. There's something here that we think you won't even want to live without.
All right, now, and for start today, we're going to show you a relaxing way to combine your walk with meditation. Mm-hmm. Harry Smith tried out walking a labyrinth, an activity around
that seems
for thousands and thousands of years. What could it do for your physical and mental
falling asleep
health?
Oh my God, I'm so zen.
You're welcome.
I'm so zen.
A little ASMR.
You're going to put Craig to sleep. Yeah. He was up all night watching the Chiefs.
Well, I sometimes
it's
do
very
rock.
Relaxing.
I rock him to sleep at times.
It's true.
Sounds like Bob Ross.
Coming up in just a few minutes. If you want to be a little free. On the third hour of today, if you're still awake, our Consumer Confidential on this new plastic surgery trend. It's all over social media with people showing off some dramatic transformations. We're going to tell you what it does, how much it costs. People are taking the fat out of their cheeks.
Uh-huh.
Not those cheeks.
By the way, they're all young.
I was going to say.
I'm confused.
A lot going on.
They're all young, though. I don't even understand. They're like kids.
These cheeks.
All right.
That's it.
Thanks for the clarification.
I got plenty of the other.
Tomorrow on today.
Moon River.
It's a special morning, y'all. Okay, look. We're going to be celebrating the release of a brand new animated kid series on Netflix. It's called Princess Power. Oh. It's executive produced by somebody we know very well.
Who?
Our own lovely Savannah Guthrie the lovely Drew Barrymore. And can I, before we even do this, there's one episode out, and I kid you not, my kids have watched the one episode 15 times. They're waiting for today when the other episodes drop. They're amazing.
It's so fun. First season, Princess Power, is based on the Princesses Wear Pants and Princesses Save the World. We are so excited and proud. It's out today.
Oh, wow.
The episodes are only 12 minutes long.
Perfect.
So it's great
perfect
for like the preschool set. Yeah.
So we can watch today.
You can watch today.
Love that.
I'll take a break after 6 minutes.
Thanks for the plug, guys. All right, let's get a check of the weather.
All right, let's show you.
The beret, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's show you what's happening. Monsieur. For today, for the week ahead, spotty showers in the northeast, some snow showers, snow, rain, and ice down through the mid-Mississippi River Valley, sunshine out west, cold around the plains. As we get to the midweek period, flurries in the northeast, heavy rain down through Texas, sunny and dry out west. Toward the end of the week, we are looking at a lot of wet weather along the southeast coast, drying out through Texas, rain and snow returning to the Pacific Northwest, slowly warming up in the plains. And that is your latest weather. Oh, what do you got coming up there, Hoda Kotb?
We got Shania Twain, y'all. We're going to have a little bit more of our one-on-one with Shania, her journey to the top. She's had some big bumps along the way, and also her empowering message behind her new album. But first, this is today on NBC.
The City Music Series on Today is proudly presented to you by City.
We are back at 8:36 now with one of the biggest names in music, and absolutely one of our favorites around here as well.
I got to catch up with her. I adore her so much, you guys. The five-time Grammy winner drops her album, her brand new album, Queen of Me, this week. At 57, Shania told me she's never, ever felt more comfortable in her own skin. And let me tell you, it shows. Shania Twain's career has spanned more than three decades with hits like Still the One, Any Man of Mine, and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. She shattered records for female artists of her generation. But her path to success was not easy.
You are in a beautiful chapter in your life. How do you feel at this age, this stage, where you are right now?
I'm feeling quite liberated in so many ways. The Queen of Me title for the new album is, it couldn't be more fitting for where I'm really at in my own mind.
The Man I Feel Like a Woman singer has a lot to feel good about. She's out with her first full album in 5 years, Queen of Me. Her sixth is upbeat and empowering.
Okay, so you're going on tour. How do you keep up the stamina? What are you eating?
I drink liquids only on show days.
So you don't eat food on those days
you perform?
I don't
eat solids. And if I eat on a show day solids, I burp when I sing. I mean, I don't sound ridiculous, but it's like...
Shania says she has a lot to be thankful for. She is singing again. A terrifying case of Lyme disease impacted her vocals back in 2003. It would be more than a decade and throat surgery before she got her voice back.
I'm appreciating being able to sing again after this, you know, very difficult operation on my throat. I'm just grateful for so many things.
In a bold move, the Queen of Me artist posed nude for her new album.
I did a photo shoot in the nude.
Mm-hmm. And in the nude.
In the nude. I want to be more relaxed and comfortable in my own skin. Mm. But when you're naked, now you're relying entirely on your own love of yourself and respect for yourself.
And Shania opens up about her difficult childhood in her Netflix documentary, Not Just a Girl.
Did you know that your childhood upbringing was different, was difficult? You didn't have often enough money for food, to keep the lights on, for heating.
It was really clear early on that we weren't like the other kids. All the other kids came to school with lunches. I would always sit there going, oh my gosh, is she not going to eat her apple? When my teacher would ask that, I would say, oh, I forgot it, or it's in my locker.
So your escape was what ended up being your talent, which is your singing.
Do something else so you forget that you're hungry. I would definitely take my guitar and I would go out to the bush normally, light a fire and
play your
guitar. Write songs. That was the greatest escape.
Her mom recognized her talent and took her to bars as young as 8 years old to perform.
She also realized that this could be our break. This could break the cycle of our lives. I felt the pressure of that too.
When Shania was 22, her parents died in a car crash.
My sister had called me and told me that they died in a car accident. And I mean, I just, I fell apart.
What did you lose the day they died?
I lost a foundation, as rickety as it was.
Do you think once your career started rolling, did it feel like a puzzle piece that fit?
The drive was out of desperation. If I could have been Stevie Wonder's backup singer, that would have been my dream come true. My dreams were different from where I ended up. I ended up being this big performer.
For her fans, a memorable moment performing at Coachella with Harry Styles.
Me and these kids that are icons in their own right are the same kids that were my fans when they were four.
I feel like your life has had so many highs and so many difficult times.
You know, when life throws you lemons, make lemonade, and I really believe that.
Yeah,
I mean, wow. When you hear the details of her upbringing, she always says, I wasn't driven by ambition, mm-hmm. I was driven by desperation. Oh, she had to feed the kids and her family. She had to do all those things. Uncomfortable on stage, she just kept trying to find her voice. Yeah. It's hard to believe she was ever scared, but she was. And she said now what she thinks about when she's on stage is, give the audience what they're giving me. She said, that's the only thing I think about, and it gets her through. But I didn't know her whole backstory.
Childhood, but then also losing her voice for all those years, how terrifying when that was her survival.
Yes.
That was everything.
And she thought that that was it. She thought it was over. Mm-hmm. And it was Lionel Richie who helped her find that voice again in a beautiful moment.
That was great.
So yeah. You did a whole podcast. I was like, I hope this is a podcast.
Oh, it is.
We should mention that you can hear more of HOTA's conversation with Shania Twain. It's the Making Space podcast, folks. That episode out right now. So look for it wherever you get your podcast. Or if it's easier, you can just scan that QR code that's under.
Whoa. Personal space.
You guys coordinate wearing pink?
No, I just wore it and I walked up. She was like, we're wearing pink. And I was like, here we go. Let's do it.
It's going to be a good conversation. Uh-huh. Making space. Coming up next, the hottest new trends in tech. It could shape your lifestyle for years to come. But first, this is Today on NBC.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
All right, we're back with the latest technology trends that could shape your lifestyle in 2023 and beyond.
Tech expert Katie Linnendahl is here. She's got a roundup of really innovative gadgets for your home, your beauty routine, your health. Katie, good morning. Hi, Katie. When you bring us something that we've never seen before.
Yes, and let's start it off in the exact fashion because this is something science fiction without the fiction. Starting up is Kara Pure Water, and it brings water out of pure air. And I'm going to show you how this works.
This is really crazy
stuff. You can get 10 liters of water out of here every single day. That's about 20 bottles of water. And what's really unique about it is it uses a unique technology to actually absorb the air and bring water to life so you have dispensed drinking water in the comfort of your very own home.
You are kidding me.
600 bottles of water you could save every single month.
This is hooked up to nothing. The power is just doing what?
And it's
keeping
no insulation,
cold?
Which is the huge bonus, too. You can have room temperature, you can have cold, you can have hot, and just makes so much sense for not only great for the environment, but also just makes so much sense for when you're using so many bottles.
So it's like taking humidity out of the air.
Why isn't this in countries that need water?
It actually is. So I've been following this kind of technology for about 5 years now, and it's being used in a number of developing countries or places where they can't get water.
Oh my gosh.
And now you can have it in the comfort of your
home. How are we going to follow up with that?
I know. That won some awards, didn't it?
It did. CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, big innovation award winner.
How much water does it produce a day again?
10 liters per day.
How much is that?
20 bottles.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, but
that's
the technology. Wow. Okay.
That's Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, try following that up. What do we have here?
Right.
All right. Let's go next because this is really interesting.
Katie, can I drink this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's 9.2 pH. So really
how does it
good
taste?
Alkaline
tastes like Al Roker.
Water.
Tastes like the Today Show air has been sucked into this thing.
Let's kick it off with some great hydroponics because a lot of people say, you know, I don't have that outdoor space. How can I have a really great garden? Rise Gardens make it so easy to have your own indoor garden. And what's unique about this is it has that blend of nature, but also technology because it connects with an app. It tells you when your plants need nutrients, when they need soil, when they need to be extra water. And what's so cool about it is you can have 36 different layers of plants per level.
Oh my gosh, we're running out of time already, but I mean, how do you do it? It's just, is it, you buy this thing?
Yes, and there's a number of different options available. So there's a little bit more affordable option if you want something smaller for your home.
Okay, great.
Okay, beauty technology, always hot and always on trend. This is one of my favorite beauty gadgets of all time. This is Rouge Chirmajour from YSL. And what's fantastic about it is you can create your very own custom lipsticks.
What?
And what's so unique about it is this little gadget right here actually pumps out different kinds of personalized lipstick. I've actually matched my heels to my lips using the shade matcher that comes right out of the device.
This is
crazy.
It's
so cool because it'll instantly pop out a number of different colors and give you your personalized touch. That's 16,000 cool. different colors have been created today.
Is this wow. stuff on the market already?
Sneak peek, because this one's okay. out in a few months.
All right, what's this?
All right, so this is really neat. This is getting a lot of buzz in the tech world. This is called Prinker, and it allows you to create your own very own personalized temporary tattoos with the touch of a button.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So right on my hand, I can actually go ahead and put a temporary tattoo. As you can see here, I have music notes right on my hand.
That's fun. How long does it last?
A number of different days, so you can have it for a few days.
Wash it off?
Wash it off, nice. And awesome water resistant.
All right.
Great for events, great for concerts. All right, let's for a minute, let's see how many I can get through. This is Droplet. This is really cool technology in the beauty space world. It is a micro-infusing technology, award-winning device funded by NASA, made by MIT scientists.
Wow.
For anybody looking to up their skincare game, what you do is you put a little droplet inside of the device, you press the button, and instantly you have, and I'll let you do that, Savannah.
What is it? What am I putting on my face?
You can choose from collagen. You can choose from a lip volumizer.
You're seeing
you can
things?
Choose from retinol. In one minute, you have your own high-tech skincare in the comfort of your home.
Okay.
And it's up to 90% more effective because it gets 20 times deeper
in
your skin.
You have 30 seconds.
Next up, this is Hydrate water bottles. These are smart water bottles that glow to tell you when to drink water. 80% of Americans are dehydrated and not getting the water that they need. So this will actually glow and tell you, hey, you need to take a sip of water and also showcase when you're putting water inside. And last but certainly not least, coming out soon, hearing smart glasses. If you're at a restaurant and it's very loud, if you have low hearing, you can actually put these glasses on. They have speakers in them. They have a microphone in them and it'll actually amplify the volume so you can hear a little bit.
I love that.
Hello.
Do they come with prescriptions too? Because I can't hear or see in a restaurant. Yeah.
Solos Eyewear, they already have a number of frames out, but the hearing ones will come out in just a few months.
I love that. Katie, come back soon. Woo. Thank you. That was a rush. Sorry.
All right, Harry Smith's up next. Went to a nice relaxation. This is something that they've been doing for a long, long time. He'll tell us all about it. But first, this is Today on NBC. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
I can hear you.
We're back with our Start Today series.
And Harry Smith here to take us inside a therapeutic option for meditation with an ancient connection. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. How about if you could walk and meditate at the same time?
Oh.
About an hour north of Phoenix, where the saguaro cactus are abundant, is the town of Carefree. It sounds like a place you'd go to check out for a while. Or maybe check in with yourself.
What's this thing?
This is a very ancient symbol of how to come back to one's center.
A labyrinth, explains Veronica Lynn Clark at the Savannah Wellness Resort.
It looks complex, just like mindfulness and all these other things, but it's a very simple pathway to the center.
A destination often not easy to access.
What if you're afraid of the center? What if you, I don't know, the center's got a lot of stuff going on in there. I just as soon leave that door closed.
A lot of people are afraid of it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not everybody's going to want to go right to the center. There's a lot of stuff there.
Wellness buzzwords, or is there a there here in the desert? Clark describes it as a kind of walking meditation.
Which can be so much more gratifying even for someone who feels frustrated because they can't sit and meditate. So this is a very simple way to meditate.
Labyrinths, or something like them, have been around for 4,000 years. The modern labyrinth movement started at San Francisco's Grace Cathedral in the 1990s.
I was at the end of my rope, so to speak, with the AIDS crisis, and I was just burnt out.
After careful study and prayer, the Reverend Dr. Lauren Artress thought walking a labyrinth could soothe a troubled soul.
This pattern, if you can allow yourself to just drop in, then you get in touch with this whole other level.
We tried it there in that sacred space. Maybe you don't quite get it the first time. It was different in Arizona.
Part of that is the relaxing. Part of it is just letting go. This is such a beautiful way for people to practice that.
The internal noise, often static, dissonant voices within, began to quiet.
The longer we're out here, the more I wanted to slow down.
A lot of times people will confuse a labyrinth with a maze. The maze is intended to create some confusion. But this labyrinth, if you stay on the path, you're not going to get lost.
It's a metaphor, a journey.
What do you think the labyrinth might be a pathway to?
Inner peace.
Since Lauren Artress brought the labyrinth to Grace Cathedral, thousands more have been built across the country. Many at churches, including at the Presbyterian Church on the Green in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Pastor Ruth Bowling and her husband Carlos built a full labyrinth during the pandemic. It has brought them and the community here a path to healing.
Every experience is different. Every time I walk the labyrinth, it's a different experience for me, but it's always good.
It's not that the labyrinth in and of itself created this experience. You allowed yourself to have the experience by walking through. You can still walk mindfully, peacefully, and still experience the peace inside of you.
So it's portable.
Yes.
Hey, you, she's a great teacher, Veronica Clark. I mean, superstar. This book written by Miss Artress from the Grace Cathedral, so interesting. And honestly, you kind of do a little homework first. You've been on a labyrinth.
I've been on. I love it. It's so soothing, and it just quiets everything.
Why don't we build it on the plaza?
Yeah.
Right. You could put one right in here.
So okay. It makes a lot of sense, especially if meditation's hard for you, to do a little movement with it. Harry,
very cool.
You're the best.
Third hour today. Right back after this.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.